Most of us are familiar with MAC, the Missouri Arts Council, RAC, the Regional Arts Commission, and A&E, the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis. MAC, of course, is our state arts agency. RAC is the regional agency funded by a portion of the hotel and motel sales tax. And A&E is our privately funded arts agency. Very few folks are familiar with MAAA, our Six States Regional Arts Alliance. MAAA is the Mid-America Arts Alliance, which is headquartered in Kansas City, Missouri, and is one of six not-for-profit regional organizations funded by the National Endowment for the Arts, NEA. Founded in 1972, MAAA creates and manages regional, national, and international programs, including traveling exhibitions, performing arts, touring, and professional and community development. The Alliance serves the state arts councils of Arkansas, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, Oklahoma, and Texas. Mary Kennedy, the director of MAAA, says, Mid-America Arts Alliance brings more art to more people. We do this primarily through partnerships with national, state, and local organizations. We are delighted to work with a wide variety of St. Louis organizations and artists, such as Dance St. Louis, the Sheldon Art Galleries, the St. Louis African Chorus, and Circus Flora, just to name a few. We also help St. Louis artists and arts organizations reach regional and national audiences through our various touring programs and traveling exhibition programs. As St. Louis's regional arts organization, we are proud to count St. Louis among our preeminent regional cities. Two of my favorite and most popular programs are Exhibits USA and NEH on the Road. Exhibits USA boasts more than 20 years of experience in developing arts and humanities exhibitions. The staff produces a roster of shows that represent a variety of themes and time periods, nurturing the understanding of diverse art forms and encouraging the expanding depth and breadth of cultural life in local communities. NEH on the Road is a partnership between MAAA and the National Endowment for the Humanities, NEH. The program extends public access to the highest quality small traveling humanities exhibitions with a focus on scholarship, educational programming, and visitor impact. Stacy Morse, director of Chesterfield Arts, says that showing Exhibits USA's program, The Wartime Escape, about how the creators of the Curious George books fled from Nazi-occupied France to America and created one of our favorite storybook characters, introduced new audiences to Chesterfield Arts. Morse said that it was Chesterfield Arts' first collaboration with MAAA and that there was record attendance for the duration of the exhibition. Another unusual and powerful program is the Community Mural Project. The first project took place in Joplin, Missouri, shortly after the devastating tornado in which Dave Lowenstein helped the people create a brightly painted mural depicting Joplin both before and after the tornado, and the latest project took place in Waco, Texas. These few programs mentioned are just the tip of the iceberg of the multitude of creative artistic offerings of MAAA. St. Louisans and Missourians and our Midwestern neighbors are fortunate to be connected to this wonderful, multifaceted organization. I'm Nancy Kranzberg.